No one knew how alone I was feeling, and the emptiness I tried so hard to hide. Though I laughed and said my life was fine without you. See, I was covering up those secret tears that I cried. But then one day someone told me of your mercy and the love you showed on a hill called Calvary. There you died to purchase my redemption. When you broke sin's power and set my spirit free, this morning, folks. You ever been in one of those situations like what the second verse says, where you know there's been times that you've gone astray? But the Bible teaches us that God loves us, and he's always there, and his arms are always open.
Amen.
And he's waiting for us to come home.
Yeah.
God gave us a great example about that in the Bible when he talks about when the prodigal son went away. He went and spent all he had. The father didn't go running after the child, but the child came home.
Amen.
And the Bible said that when he saw him a ways off, what did he do?
Yeah.
He ran And he fell on his neck and he kissed his son and said, "This is my son who once was lost, but now he's come home."
Amen.
I want to go back and do that second verse again. And listen, folks, if you've wandered away from God, maybe things ain't like what it used to be. Maybe just not as close as you used to be. Think about that to this morning on this Father's Day. What a great day. What a great time it would be if we just all come back home. All get right back where we need to be with the Father. I know we've all went astray. Some of us have went astray. Everybody in here, one time or another, has fallen away from what you originally started from. That's why they call it backsliding. Okay? But hey, guys, be a great time to come back home.
Amen.
Be a great time to come back home. Yes, it's true, there have been days when I failed you. And Lord, you know that there's been times that I've gone astray. But I've learned your love is stronger than my weakness. And your ear is open every time I pray. No one else has ever cared for me like you, Lord. You see other friends, they've never been as close to me. You see, I'm not afraid to face the problems of tomorrow, knowing you are everything I'll ever. Are you amazed? I'm amazed how you care through your precious blood. I found pardon and my sins are washed. They're all washed away. Oh, my sins are washed away.
Father, I am so thankful this morning to know, Lord, that there's been times in my life, Lord, I know that I've gone astray. I know that I have failed you, but Lord, you're always there. Lord, your tender mercy, your grace, your love is always there and extended. Lord, I'm so thankful for that today. And I'm glad, Lord, I stand amazed at your love for me. Lord, thank you this morning for the moving of your Holy Spirit in this place. Lord, maybe there's someone here today that's never accepted you as their personal Savior. Lord, what a great day it would be on this Father's Day that someone would come to know the true Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray that you would touch their heart and draw them today to salvation. Lord, maybe someone just needs to come and just to cast their cares upon you. Lord, I'm so glad to know that you care for us. Lord, I pray that you would touch us today in this place. Continue to move in this service. Thank you, Lord, again for the Holy Spirit, Lord, that we can feel in this place today. And Lord, we just want to thank you today for what you're going to do. Lord, I pray that you'll be with our pastor in a few moments as he brings the message. Lord, be in the song service today. But Lord, this morning we just want to thank you especially, Lord, for your amazing grace. Church, stand with me. Choir, stand with me. Let's sing Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. On the last verse, when we've been there, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the church. You can be seated. I want us just to go ahead and sing another song. Ushers, you can have a seat back there. We'll catch you in a little bit. But I just feel like the Lord would just have us to sing this song that says that my Redeemer is faithful and true.
Miss Cece, okay? And everybody just remain calm, and we're prepared for things like this. Okay, Father God, we come in Jesus' name this morning. And Lord, we just pray, God, for Miss Cece and how things have transpired this morning. No doubt, Lord, you are in the house. We felt your presence. But God, I pray this morning that you would just be with Miss Cece. God, touch her in a mighty way, Father. I pray that you would allow the ambulance to get here quickly. Father, and I pray for the congregation that you would just give a sense of peace to everyone here. Lord, we have things in place, measures in place. And we are, Father, just standing here, trusting you. And, Father, just allowing things to transpire as you would have them to, Father. We love you. We thank you this morning. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Everybody just remain calm at the moment and just stay seated. And we will take care of things this morning. I'm glad the Lord's in control. He's going to make sure Miss CC is going to be all right. All right. was not caught off guard this morning. And Miss Cece is going to be all right. They're getting her out the door right now. And she is going to the emergency room and all. Tell you what I want to do this morning. I mean, this is the Lord's service. It is. And at this moment, I don't feel like the thing to do would be preach this morning. I just want us to take in the Lord's presence. We're going to have some special, couple songs. We're going to pray for Cece again in just a little while. And we got a video. And of course, we have a special treat for all the guys, for all the dads. All the dads, if you just stay around, hang around with us. That's how we're going to do things. Ushers, you can just take your seat. We'll take up the offering. We'll do all that at the end of the service. And all right, so I want to ask Lily and Presley to come around. They're going to sing one, and then Brother Dakota is going to sing one, and then we have a video.
It's who I am. It's who I am. It's
have a good, good Father. I know what we just witnessed was very alarming, but I did just get a report. Miss Cece is stable. She's in her car. Our Chuck's taking her in their car to her preferred hospital, and all of her vitals are normal. She's doing okay. And you know, this morning God just showed us who was in charge. I mean, she had this situation with her heart and the tightness in her chest and all, but yet the Lord was here and made sure she survived, and now she's on the way to the hospital. And so for that I say he's a good, good Father. He is always on time. Look, it alarmed us. Didn't alarm him. And he knew that was going to happen years ago on this very day. And so he had reinforcements. He was here for that. It is Father's Day, and I do a little change of events, a little change of the service, but I asked Brother Dakota if he would sing a special here just to encourage our hearts at what God is going to do, and how one day there's coming a day where there will be no more sickness, no sorrow, no pain. And we hasten the Lord to come now. I'd be okay if the Lord came back today. How about you? Amen. Amen. Be so very glad if he did. And but you pray for Brother Dakota after that. We have a couple things. I know we have to take up offering. We have a video we want to show for all fathers, but we'll just let the Lord have his way the remainder part of the service.
Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray, come Jesus, come, let today be the day. And sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to hope that won't fade. So come Jesus, come, we've been waiting so long for the day you return, to heal every hurt, to right every wrong. We need you right now. Come and turn this around. But deep down I know this world isn't home. So come, Jesus, come, come, Jesus, come. There'll be no war, and there'll be no chains when Jesus comes. Let today be the day. And he'll come for the weak, and the strong just the same, and all will believe in the power of his name. So come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long.
Got a burden
for
this
the
morning.
Day you return, to heal every hurt, to right every wrong. We need you right now.
You're coming. You come.
Come and turn this around.
It's the place to be for prayer.
But deep down I know this world isn't home. So come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus. come. One day he'll come.
Come and find somebody to pray with this morning.
We'll stand face to face.
Let's not let anyone pray by themselves.
Come and lay it all down.
Thank you for coming this morning.
'Cause it might be today.
Come and pray for that situation this morning. Come on.
The time is right now.
Jesus is in the house.
There's no need to wait.
Help can be found, church.
Your past will be washed. Rivers of grace.
Yeah.
Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so long for the day you return to heal every hurt, to right every wrong. We need you right now. Come and turn this around. Deep down I know this world isn't home. So come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. Come, Jesus, come. It is Father's Day, so just a moment, I want to kind of transfer our attention on Father. Number one, I'm so thankful for our Heavenly Father, and good Father, always on time, and does what's best. You know, I didn't always agree with my dad when he did certain things and told me to straighten up. I didn't always agree with him. And then I didn't always agree with my grandpa. He said, boy, you better straighten up. Get that hickory switch. Some of y'all don't know what that is, but others do. And I appreciate my grandfather not letting me live life just any old way. He demanded respect, my grandmother as well. They both taught me and my brother, you know, to be respectful to your elders, say yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir, all those things. So very thankful for you guys. We love you this morning. Happy Father's Day, Paul. Happy Father's Day. And I'm a dad, and I want to say one of the biggest privileges I have is to be a dad. Lily, I love you. I know you don't always agree with me, but you have a spirit about you, honey, that
surrenders to me and your mother and our insights and our leadership. And I know it's tough being a young person. Young people, I know it's tough being a young person, a teenager. And I know sometimes you don't agree with mom and dad. Me and my brother can testify. We remember when we were younger and we didn't agree with mom and dad. What are we doing now? You need to do this. You need to do that. So full turn. But we do know what's best. And thank you for being the young, godly daughter that you are. You've come so far. I know you got much further to go, but we love you and we thank you. And thanks to all the dads here this morning who has raised children. Some of you have had some children that strayed from the Lord, and you had to spend a little while on your knees praying for them. By the good grace of God, He has allowed them to return. There may be some here, though, that their children are still astray from the Lord. And I just want to encourage you, still go to the Father. Don't quit praying. I remember the story of the unjust judge and the widow woman. And she wanted the judge to avenge her and to protect her, to step in. Justice had to be done on her behalf for a certain occasion. So she knocked on the door. No answer. No answer. She went back and knocked on the door. Judge said, "Go away, go away," in essence. And she kept knocking and knocking and knocking. And that judge said this. He said, "This lady is troubling me." And if I can give you the Justin Hales version, "I can't get a lick of sleep. She is annoying me, so for this cause, I'm going to answer the door." If you keep on reading, the Bible says, and it relates it to Jesus, words in red, He says, "This ought how it to be." This is how it should be. Be persistent in your prayers. Be persistent. Pray for that loved one that's astray, that child, that family member. Just keep praying. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to sing one more song. We have a video, and then we will close service out. Still need to come.
How about everybody stand up and sing this song with me? Y'all know the song. It's an older song. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God.
Come on down if you need to come.
Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
We may have nation fathers come down
this
morning.
Is my story.
This is my song.
Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story.
Beautiful sight this morning. This family down here praying with their dad. What a blessing.
Praising my Savior all the day long.
Amen. Others could come.
Perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my side.
Come on, there's room.
Angels descending. Bring from above and remember she's whispers of love. This is my story.
This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. song,
praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story.
Do you have a story this morning?
This is my song,
praising
my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song.
Come on, ushers. Come on down.
Praising my Savior all the day long.
Thank you, brother. Father God, I pray that you bless this offering this morning, the time that we give back to you a portion of that which you blessed us with. And Father, we pray that you'll just continually use the funds around here to keep the lights on, to keep the church cool, doors open. But Lord, help us also do our part and reach the community for Christ. We love you today. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. You may be seated. Ushers will come. We'll have the video next, just after the ushers receive the Sunday morning offering.
To the fathers and all the men who care for us, to the grandfathers, the spiritual fathers and the father figures, to the foster dads, the single dads and the stepdads, to the mentors, friends, guardians and guides, to those who loved us, taught us and showed us the way, to those who carried us, held our hand and watched us grow, to those who experienced blessing this year, and to those who went through loss, to the heroic men all around us, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your courage, your kindness, and your faith in God. Thank you for shaping us, coaching us, and walking with us through life. Thank you for showing us what it looks like to love and follow Jesus. Thank you for your prayers, your wisdom, and for never giving up on us. Thank you for boldly stepping in to this high and holy calling, for the long nights and the short years and the incredible joy. Whether this is a day of reflection, rejoicing, or remembering, we acknowledge you, we honor you, and we thank you today. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, all you fathers. All right, in conclusion of the service, I want to do a couple things. Let me get this out here first, and then I want to call the fathers down. I do have a few prayer requests I want to give at this time. Miss Mary Kelly, she had hip surgery this week. Remember her. Remember Brother James Townsend. He's having dizzy spells, low blood pressure, internal bleeding. He's going to have an upper GI on Wednesday. Good to see Miss Lucy back with us, Godfrey. But let's continue to remember her and her sister as she's been taking care of her and sisters, if you would. Good to see Miss Lisa back with us. I know she's been out not feeling well. Let's remember Leonard and Dolores Palmer as they continue on their road to health. Miss Diane Ely as well. I do want to say this. We have a special called conference for Wednesday. Wednesday night at church, part of the Wednesday night service up here. We're going to add to the rules of decorum. And this is, of course, all the deacons, leadership, we are asking for this conference. All right, so please remember that. No service tonight. Remember, next Sunday morning, or next Sunday, rather, there will be CLU after service. But also at the same time, I want to ask the men. We're going to start meeting the men just to have a time of prayer together, if you can make it. I know life is busy. I know all of that. But if you can make it, we're just going to band together and pray for each other and pray for our church. So remember all of those things, if you would. Just pick up a bulletin. Everything I just said is in there. If you got any questions, just let me know. All right. Feels like I'm still forgetting something, but anyway. We have pies for the guys. And two special bakers made these pies. That's Brother Al and Sister Terry. I'm pretty sure Miss Terry, she had the whole set on the hat, the gloves, and she was stirring up a deal of stuff in the kitchen, and I know you were backing her up. Appreciate that so very much for this. I want to say, Calvary Children's Home dads, Brother Brian, Alan, Mike, Dion, and Randy. I know Brother Randy is the only one here this morning. Brother Randy, would you come forward? Brother Brian is preaching this morning. I know that I heard Mike and Dion are in Canada. It's a little ways off from here. And we thank Brother Randy for being a dad plus. A dad plus. He has his own kids, Spencer and Ashton, and they're a blessing. We love them. He did a great job with them. But plus, Children's Home kids, what an outstanding job, Brother Randy, that you have done and you're doing, brother. We love you, and we thank God for all of the Calvary Children's Home fathers. Can we give a round of applause for them? All right, if you are a father this morning, I'm going to ask you to come forward. Fathers forward. If you have a child, you better come down here. You come on. Come on and line up and listen. We want to have a picture, so don't run off, okay? I will track you down, go to your house, and we'll do a selfie together. Okay? So you may not want that to happen because... So fathers, we thank you. Come on down. Authentic homemade pies. Two or three? Everybody? Guys, two or three pies apiece. We're being lenient this year. Two or three pies. Thank you, brother. I don't mean to interrupt, Brother CJ. I don't mean to interrupt how wonderful things are going, but can y'all give me a pie? Here we go. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Brother Lair, for mentioning that. I had that right here, brother. Twins. Keep praying. Please pray. Absolutely. All right. Guys, look forward. All right. No pies left behind. No service tonight. No pies left behind. Go home and enjoy your families. And that'll conclude service this morning. Consider yourself dismissed. God bless you, brother. Thank you, man. Great job today. We navigated through, didn't we?